And I think many of the families have asked for your resignation, and I have thought for a long time, I don't want to blame you, but at some point, you have to take full responsibility of the negligence of these two flights. And I want to ask you, are you going to be stepping down as CEO of Boeing?
Congresswoman, no.
No.
Congresswoman,
doesn't surprise me because I saw something else. Boeing increases CEO's pay 27% to $23.4 million last year. This was last year.
Mr. Allred.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to begin by offering my sincerest condolences to the families who are here today. As the father of an 8-month-old child, I'm particularly devastated to see the babies in these pictures. I do believe that Boeing is a great American company, and that's part of why I'm so frustrated that we are here today. I also want to say that the FAA has failed in its duty to make sure that we fix, and we must ensure in this committee that we fix this process to make sure that this never happens again. Industry capture of safety regulation in any area is not only dangerous to the public, it's bad business. This has cost Boeing dearly, and it's cost our airlines dearly. That's why it's so important that we get this right. Mr. Muhlenberg, I hope that you are gathering from today's hearing that our concern isn't with the mistakes that were made. We are certainly concerned about that, but we understand the mistakes happen. Even the greatest companies make mistakes. It's the concealment. It's the purposeful concealment that bothers so many of us, with an obvious financial drive behind it. That the pilots didn't know about this is unacceptable.